Financial troubles at a hospital here in Washington, D.C. threaten to disrupt treatment for many of the city's poorest residents. Greater's Southeast Community Hospital replaced a public facility that the city closed a few years ago. People who live nearby fear that if Greater Southeast shuts its doors, they'll have much farther to go for emergency medical treatment. From member station WAMU, Lisa Nurnberger reports.
Across the Anacostia River, away from the monuments and tourist attractions in the nation's capital, the financial troubles of Greater Southeast are already taking a toll. The hospital no longer takes the most serious emergency room patients because it doesn't have enough staff. Michelle Barnwell's sister had a stroke a few weeks ago, just before the financial collapse.
Right now, she's paralyzed on one side and she's in a slight coma, so we really need the doctors to come to work. And right now we're dealing with just the nurses.
Barnwell says her sister can't be transferred because she's not stable enough to be moved.
What we was told that the doctors will be paged if it's an emergency on the floor, but right now it's just one doctor who's coming around just to see everybody that's on that floor.
Meanwhile, the hospital has been limping along. Last week, a court freed up funds so the hospital could continue operating for a few more days. Today, attorneys for the parent company will ask the U.S. bankruptcy court judge to keep the money flowing a little longer. In the parking lot after her shift, one nurse, who didn't want to use her name, says she's faced layoffs before, and the timing couldn't be worse.
Every time this happens, it's right around holiday seasons. You don't know from one day to the next. You just don't know.
D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams has been trying to find a solution. But he says even if the hospital closes, there are other options.
In the event there were a closure of Greater Southeast, these patients could be absorbed into the system without undue repercussions.
But people who live in the mostly poor neighborhoods around the hospital disagree. As he pushed his mother in a wheelchair to their car, one resident, who didn't want to give his name, says it's just not fair.
If they ever close this hospital, we have no other medical facility on this side of the river. It would take longer to do everything. Even if you had an emergency, you would have to go up northwest.
City officials say they do realize the importance of the hospital. And if it closes, they may try to find a local hospital that could run Greater Southeast. Or the city could find a health management firm that could turn around the hospital until it becomes attractive for another investor. Yesterday, a small ray of hope emerged. Peter Ashkenaz is the spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We found recently that they had made overpayments to Medicare of about $3 million. And so last week, we sent that $3 million back to them. So they have that money coming in.
While that amount certainly won't bring the facility out of bankruptcy, Ashkenaz says federal officials believe it's enough to keep the hospital going at least a little while longer. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Nurnberger in Washington.